Unit 8. Understanding Hurricanes.
The most destructive type of storm on Earth, producing devastating winds and torrential rain, is the hurricane, a word originating from the extinct Caribbean language of the Taino people and their name for the god of storms, Huracan. When speaking more technically, meteorologists prefer the term tropical cyclone, referring to both where the storm forms and its cyclical shape. In Asia, the phenomenon is known as a typhoon, but regardless of which terminology is used, hurricanes are defined as storms with sustained wind speeds of at least 74 miles per hour. Hurricanes develop over open tropical oceans under certain conditions, the most significant of which involves water temperature. The ocean surface must be at or above 80 degrees Fahrenheit for a hurricane to form. This heat is transferred to the humid, tropical air above the water, pushing it upwards at great speeds and causing the moisture within it to build into tall clouds. As warm air vacates the lower altitudes, cooler air rushes in from all sides to take its place, resulting in strong winds. The winds begin to spin, a phenomenon generated by Earth's rotation, and a cyclonic storm is born. The storm takes on a thick ring-like structure with a hollow core known as the eye, which is shaped like a narrow cylindrical shaft. Within the eye, there is little to no wind, and the sky is clear of clouds, but directly surrounding it rise tall, dense thunderclouds where storm activity is the most violent. This region is called the eye wall, and depending on the overall girth of the storm, it may extend anywhere from 10 to 50 miles out from the eye. Beyond the eye wall, weaker storms known as rain bands orbit the eye, forming a giant spiral or wheel. As long as the storm remains over areas of warm water, its intensity increases. It can be thought of as feeding on this warmth. Once its winds reach sustained speeds of 38 miles per hour, it is declared a tropical storm, and hurricane status is bestowed when the figure reaches 74 miles per hour. But it can continue to climb to 185 miles per hour and perhaps even higher. It will keep building in strength until it passes over cooler water or makes landfall. Not surprisingly, hurricanes result in tremendous damage when they come ashore. Their winds are forceful enough to tear the roofs off of buildings, flip automobiles, and blow down power lines. And the rains they unleash can lead to severe flooding hundreds of miles inland. Hurricane winds also give rise to elevated sea levels that rush in as storm surges and flood entire coastal cities. And once on land, they can spawn separate but equally destructive thunderstorms and tornadoes. All told, a single hurricane may cause thousands of deaths and hundreds of millions of dollars in property damage. Like any natural disaster, hurricanes require ample preparation and a healthy dose of respect in order to minimize the harm they dispense.